720 WGN. I don't know about you, but when I hear these stories, I think, oh my gosh, what if that was my parent? I would be losing my mind. Asnelia Vargas is on the phone. Asnelia is the daughter of the man who has been missing from Berwyn. He's an Alzheimer's patient. And Asnelia, when did your dad leave? How long has he been gone?
He left Thursday afternoon. There's a camera that shows that he walked out of the house at 2:36 p.m. And my mom woke up at 2:40 p.m. Unfortunately, he went south. She went north. So as soon as she started looking,
So he's 83 years old. Tell everyone his name.
His name is Jose Guadalupe Arevalo, but everybody calls him Don Lupe, el mecánico, Don Lupe, the mechanic, and his grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren call him Pepe, because Jose's are known as Pepe.
Yeah. And so he left his Berwyn home. He's wearing a green flannel shirt, blue jeans, and a hat. He's been gone since Thursday, and he hasn't shown up on any other Ring doorbells, or there's no other information to indicate any further direction he might have been headed in?
None. They brought the bloodhounds because he showed up on that one camera. And unfortunately, because there had been so much wind, the only indication was that he walked over from 19th and Scoville south to Richland and Sturmac, stopped by the bus stop, and then he started walking back north to 19th and Richland, then made a right and walked on 19th to Highland, and that's where the bloodhound stopped because there had been so much wind, but bloodhound was not brought out until Saturday, late afternoon. So it had already been 48 hours.
Does he have any money on him? Yeah. A credit card, a wallet, anything where he would be able to, you know, perhaps get on a bus or?
So my dad's Alzheimer's is very, very advanced. He never got on a bus or a train before the dementia. He does not know how to navigate anymore. He did have his wallet in his wallet. He only has his state ID. He did have money, but he doesn't know how to buy a ticket. He's completely deaf from his right ear. He does not speak English. He cannot carry on a conversation anymore. You can be talking to him, but he doesn't understand what you're telling him. Mm. You might be saying X, Y, and C, and he'll say A, B, C.
I'm so sorry. This has got to be so stressful. So he's been gone since Thursday. He should be on some medication. And everyone in Berwyn knows him because he was a mechanic for 25 years. So everybody took their car to get fixed, right?
Berwyn knows him. Cicero knows him. Little Village knows him. He used to fix cars out of his car. After he closed down his shop in Little Village, he would go and fix people's cars in Cicero and Berwyn out of his car. He had a Lincoln, and he would have all his tools in the back of his trunk. So he would go to your house and fix your car out of his car.
Somebody
would
invite him in. Asnelia, I don't know if this helps, but you know, people want to pitch in and help any way they can, so they want to share information. Someone said, "Hey, Lisa, I heard you're asking for help finding the man from Berwyn, and it got me thinking. This past summer, the same thing happened to a lady with Alzheimer's in Markham, and they found her in an abandoned house several blocks away. Like maybe he went into a house to, you know, stay warm because he doesn't have a coat on, right?"
Right. No, he does not have a coat. My dad doesn't like wearing socks. That's what is so concerning right now, because my dad does not wear socks. His shoes are very warm. They're lined inside, but he doesn't. It's too cold outside,
yeah.
And I'm like, he has so many hats. I buy him hats that have the ear flaps, but that day he had it on, and we don't know why. He specifically went into his bedroom and took it off and put on a Cubs baseball hat on.
Hey.
So he doesn't even have his ears are not covered.
But he's got a Cubs hat on, a green flannel shirt, blue jeans, and a hat. Should be in Berwyn, but you never know if he tried to get back to Little Village. Tell everyone his name again.
Jose Guadalupe Arevalo. And he'll respond to Lupe, Pepe, Don Lupe, or if you say Arevalo.
Okay. And I would imagine everyone in your family, I understand that you've been going to homeless shelters and driving block by block and visiting hospitals and talking with people on the street and passing out flyers. Hopefully your message is being heard by a lot of people right now who are in cars, and maybe if they help keep their eyes open, just call 911. That would be the correct thing to do, right?
Please, 911, take a picture, send it in. The police officers are willing to bring out the bloodhounds again, only if they have an actual confirmation of him being somewhere. That's the only way they will bring back out the bloodhounds, if they have a confirmation either on video or a picture, a sighting, an actual sighting of my dad, because then they know where to start.
Right.
We have so many people helping, and I'm very grateful, but I every day, no, we have not stopped. Day and night, everybody has been helping. Please help us. He's been without his medication for over 96 hours now. He needs his medication.
Esnelia,
we need him home safe.
You are in my prayers. I am praying that your dad returns safely, and we will continue to get the word out for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So sorry.